This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump is said to be embracing challenges, and the life issue is no exception. Under the Reagan administration, it may have been sufficient to cut abortion out of international family planning aid. But the Trump White House found $9 billion ranging from malaria to mother and child health programs corrupted with abortion funding. With the president's new policy, countries will now know U.S. aid does not come with abortion. DNC Chair Tom Perez is trying to make up for comments showing intolerance for pro-life Democrats. About a fourth of all Democrats oppose most abortions or consider themselves pro-life. A Nevada Senate committee is challenging Governor Brian Sandoval and has approved for Senate vote a bill to bring legal suicide assistance to Nevada. This is Life News Radio.
Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life.
The Federalist Online Mag is plugging the work of Drs. George Delgado and Matthew Harrison in Abortion Pill Reversal. The doctors discovered a flood of hormones that abortion pills try to block is enough to help women who often immediately regret taking RU486 abortion pills. Women can find help and nearby doctors at abortionpillreversal.com. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.